Hour 4.7, Andy and Mel. Morning. Up to 33 today. It is 31 right now. And, oh, I almost did internet quote of the day. It's not time.
Not yet.
That's coming up shortly. Okay, the Super Bowl, of course, is this weekend.
Yes.
You going to a party?
I don't think so.
I don't usually go to one. I haven't heard of any that any of my friends are having.
You know what's funny is I haven't either.
I don't. Yeah. No, I haven't. I don't know anyone having a Super Bowl party.
Not yet, at least. Maybe tomorrow or the next day I'll start hearing, you know, invitations or getting Facebook invites for parties or something.
I like to have them because then I don't have to leave.
Yeah, I mean, I've got the girls this weekend, so, and they really don't give a crap about football.
So, but there's lots of betting that goes on around the Super Bowl, and not just on the game.
Oh.
Like pretty much anything to do with the Super Bowl, they will take bets on.
Are they going
to
bet on something with Beyonce's halftime show? Okay.
Will Beyonce show cleavage during her first song?
Yes.
Well, right now, yes, that she will show cleavage is an overwhelming favorite at minus 500, which means if you bet $500, you'd win 100. No is set to plus 300. So if you bet $100, you'd win $300. So basically the odds are definitely
That'd
highly
be
in favor.
A dumb bet to take.
Will the coaches wear hats?
Ooh.
Yes. ESPN has been mentioning this constantly. It's been kind of annoying.
Why?
Because this is, you know, an interesting thing.
I would say that they would, and because it's easier to maybe like hide some of their facial stuff, because don't they always want to hide like their face and
but
stuff?
The coaches are brothers, remember the Harbaugh brothers?
Oh, that's right.
And they both normally wear like a baseball cap on the sideline. So. Oh.
Well, I was going yes and not even remembering
Odds are
that.
Heavily in favor that they will. How long will the national anthem last? Alicia Keys is doing it.
Oh.
The over-under time is set at 2 minutes, 5 seconds. Odds on both over and under are minus 115.
I'm going to go over, but it's not going to be much.
I would take the under. I don't think Alicia Keys will drag it on super, super long.
I think she will on those longer notes, though.
Well, she will, but I don't think it'll be longer than 220 or 205.
You don't think so?
No.
I think it's just going to be a little bit over.
After Brian McKnight went for 30 seconds on one note, no. And the other thing, what color Gatorade will be dumped on the winning coach?
Ooh, good one. Blue.
The odds are on pretty much everything. Water, straight water, see-through water, plus 150. Yellow is plus 150. Plus 250 on orange, plus 500 on red, plus 550 on lime green, and plus 1,000 on blue.
That's what my bet is.
So if you bet a buck, you would win $1,000.
Where do I bet that?
Vegas.
Let's go to Vegas.
Yeah.
I bet you it's going to be blue.
Vegas now no longer the king of casinos. Of course, Sioux Falls passed them last year.
Yes.
In the number of casinos. Yeah.
God.
You can win free money every Monday with Free Money Mondays from Quality Lenders. Just go to our website, sign up in the VIP lounge, and you could win yourself $100 every Monday from Quality Lenders.
Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is going to be a decent one again today, but some snow falling later on this afternoon. 33 the high. It is 29 now. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
On a morning like this, I like to pretend I'm in a coffee commercial by taking a sip of coffee, smiling, then looking out the window.
You know what my least favorite pet name is that couples have for each
Babe?
Other. Babe.
What's up, babe?
Babe.
Babe, babe, babe.
Hey, babe.
Babe, babe, babe.
Babe, can we babe the babe and then babe, babe?
And babe, 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 babe.
Seriously, it turns me into a rabid dog when I hear people say babe, babe, babe. And it's not that if you say it once in a while, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah, I know.
You know, if like you're a couple and you're at our house for a little get together and I hear it once, not a big deal.
But if it's every other word?
If it's every other word in every sentence you ever say to the other person.
Stop it.
You have a problem. A major, massive problem. We're talking some serious codependency here.
Yeah, there are some issues.
Anyway, that was predictably the number one most annoying or most used pet name that couples have for each other. Which, an article, I found it on Female First, and they're trying to say it's 50 Shades of Grey responsible for it. People have been overusing it way before 50 Shades of Grey.
That's what they're saying?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
That's dumb.
1 in 8 couples use love or lovely as a pet name.
I like that. I like love. I like love. Like,
it's too British.
No, I like, that's why I like it.
Don't do the voice.
I'm not going to do the voice. I don't know why you have a problem with my British voice.
Because it's
awesome.
Bad. No, it's not.
It's totally awesome.
It is not awesome.
Fantastic.
It's as awesome as I am at being subtle. Number 3 was darling.
Darling.
See? It's not awesome.
I was saying it like I would say darling.
Oh, that was more like snotty.
Yes.
Coast person.
Yeah.
Damn it. Bigwigs are in town again. Damn, I forgot about that. Sweetie or sweetheart is number 4.
Mm.
And gorgeous is number 5.
Mm. Gorgeous? I don't mind that.
Eh, it's okay.
I don't mind that at all.
But that would be a really annoying one to use a lot.
To overuse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And where is honey on this list?
Honey's not on there?
No, not in the top 5.
That's got to be like one of the most used, I would have thought.
I would have thought it would be maybe even beat babe.
I think
or baby.
It, no, I think it would be gorgeous, though.
Oh, for sure. And pretty much everything else on this list.
But I sure like being called gorgeous, so I would take that one for sure.
Yeah.
Like, hello, gorgeous.
The thing is, though, I mean, honey gets used for more than just, like, couples. Like, you might call your husband or wife honey, but, like, I call Jackie honey all the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know?
The girls honey.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. But
maybe that's why.
Just please, 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 whatever you do, stop using the word babe, every word in this sentence.
Babe. Hey, babe. What's up, babe?
I know another word that can be almost every other word in the sentence.
Okay.
But I can't use it on the radio. And it's what I want to say to the people who use the word babe too much.
Mm.
Oh, baby, you're so funny.
All right, I got it out of my system.
Feel better?
Yep,
all
sure
right,
do.
Good.
Dirt is coming up next. Hang on.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Morning up to 33 today. Got a chance of snow this afternoon. And it's, it's winter outside. You pretty much know the drill.
Wear a sweater.
Don't wear shorts and flip-flops.
Please don't.
Yeah. That'd be a good policy today.
That's just dumb.
There is one unintended consequence of the newspaper industry slowly dying that I don't think anyone imagined.
Okay.
Since there are fewer copies of newspapers now than in the past, especially in big cities.
Yeah.
Animal shelters are having more trouble finding enough newspaper for animals to poop on.
Bum, bum, bum.
I know. Isn't that sad?
What?
They don't have anywhere to poop.
What?
It's so sad. I feel so bad for these animals that don't have anywhere.
Your poop is fabulous.
So where are they going to poop?
On the floor? Oh, I have the solution.
You have a solution?
I do have the solution.
Okay. What?
The backup scripts that TV stations use for when the teleprompter goes down.
Yeah.
They can just donate those to the animal shelter.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
there's no word on how much newspaper the average animal shelter is in need of, but it is, I guess, kind of a lot. Any animal that is not housebroken could go through quite a bit of it, like puppies, kittens, mm-hmm. you know. I suppose they'll probably just start manufacturing
special poop pads.
Well, no, just like newspaper minus the print in pet stores.
Oh, I suppose.
You know, I mean, there's never been a need to sell it because there's always, you know, you just go buy a newspaper.
It's a good idea. You should patent that.
Yeah, patent pending. My idea.
Mm-hmm.
No one else can take it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I'm sure someone else has patented it already, but
I don't think
I'm
so.
Try. I hope they have. Or I hope they have not. I mean, anyway. I don't know. The TV script thing will probably work out anyway for the shelters. So we have got the picture up at hot1047.com. The daughter that broke curfew. It's priceless. Make sure you go check that out. I got the full story on it in case you missed it earlier. Coming up next, hang on. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. We are going to top out today at 33. It is 28 right now. You know, if you have a man in your life who refuses to wash his hands after he's been in the bathroom, there is a fantastic new way that researchers have come up with to do it.
Okay.
The way is to shame them.
Shame.
Make them feel horrible.
Shame on you.
Yes. Their suggestion is, well, here's what they did in the experiment. They put up a sign in the bathroom that read, 4 out of 5 men wash their hands. The number of men who wash their hands after going to the bathroom went up from 75 to 86%.
Huh.
So the shame made them wash their hands.
It's not
more
just
often.
Making fun of them, like when they come out. Like,
no,
did
no.
you wash your hands?
No, it wasn't.
You didn't wash your hands. That's gross.
Yeah.
Here's some hand sanitizer.
No, it wasn't anything like that.
I think that I like this idea.
How are you going to use it?
I'm going to use it
for evil
for several different ways, and I'm going to make my own signs that I can put up in the bathroom for guys if I ever get a guy and I. You know, need to make suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
Like 4 out of 5 guys send their significant other flowers every month.
Okay. You're trying to capitalize on the fact that we always use a cell phone on the toilet?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It'll work. 4 out of 5 guys always buy jewelry for my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Or Valentine's Day.
4 out of 5 guys buy you. Okay. Now you just set yourself up as a hussy.
Oh.
I think you're sending the wrong message there with that sign.
Yeah, that one won't work. 4 out of 5 guys buy jewelry for birthdays.
For
their girlfriend, significant other.
Yeah, not for your birthday.
Yeah. I'll have to reword that one a little bit.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
Hot 104.7.com.